You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The ransomware cyber attack that occurred 2 weeks ago on Louisiana's state government computer servers disrupted several state agency operations and prompted Governor John Bel Edwards to declare a state of emergency. The state activated its cybersecurity response team following the ransomware attack on government servers, and according to a press release, the state did not lose any data nor pay any ransom, and no personal data was compromised. As state cyber experts explained, the attack was aimed at disrupting state server operations only. The shutdown was to prevent any unauthorized access and allow tech teams to take necessary cybersecurity measures. While inconvenient, the breach was nowhere near the worst-case scenario of widespread data theft or crippled government services for weeks or months. During a recent meeting of the Joint House and Senate Budget Committee, Republican Senator Sharon Hewitt from Slidell praised the quick response from Louisiana's Technology Services Office to the November 18th ransomware, but asked about potential vulnerabilities for future attacks.
So does it make us more vulnerable or more likely that we could see more incidents similar to this or attempts to hack into our system?
Neil Underwood, Louisiana's Deputy Chief Information Officer, explained cyber attacks are a daily reality of the computer age.
Generically, we get thousands of attempts to access our system every single day, 365 days a year. So it's hard for us to tell if that trend is going up or down.
The cyber attack came 2 days after the November 16th runoff election. Governor John Bel Edwards explained during his first post-election press conference that he would work to bolster Louisiana's cybersecurity defenses. The Texas Tribune and University of Texas recently released a poll that finds 51% of voters in the Lone Star State want stricter gun control laws. Another 28% prefer them to stay the same, and 13% think the laws should be less strict. The poll's co-director, Jim Henson, says that breakdown has remained relatively unchanged since 2017. He explains this highlights two issues. On one hand, mass shootings in Texas do not seem to affect public opinion.
On the other hand, there is more tolerance or even embrace for increased enforcement of existing laws among Republicans, despite what more activist groups say.
It's been 10 years since a mass shooting at Fort Hood left 13 dead and dozens more injured. 2 years since a gunman killed 26 people at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, and just a few months since the deadly shootings in El Paso and Midland, Odessa. Your weather outlook for today: you can expect mostly sunny skies with a high temperature around 53 degrees. It'll drop to an overnight low of 33 degrees later on. Currently, it's 40 degrees and sunny in Shreveport-Bossier. This is Red River Radio News.